We are learning Maseches Babashra, Daf Kufnu Chesam Beis. We are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kufnu Chesam Beis, around 5-6 lines from the top. In the last Mishnah, we learned that there's a suffix whose Nechasim, whose Chazakah. Because the Chazakah tells us when someone dies, the Chazakah will tell us that we'll assume this one died first or that one died first, whoever is the Muchzik right now. So before, we had a bunch of Nechasim which weren't clear, wasn't clear cut who owned those Nechasim. Because like it's Nechasim Barzal, wasn't clear if the husband or the wife, who is the Muchzik on that? And the Ksuba's issue was pretty clear who is the Muchzik, but you go on to the Muchzik. The next Mishnah, this Mishnah, is talking about a case where there was no shaila who was the muchzik on the nechasim. That was not a shaila. They're both coming. They're both the one who's being meirish is for sure a muchzik. The question is, who will be yersh? We'll see. Nafal abayis alav val imay. So elu ve'elu moedim shiachloiku. We have here a case where we have Rachel. Let's say Rachel, the wife of Yaakov. And Yaakov is not alive anymore, and she has a son, Yosef. Because if the husband be alive, the husband goes to Yerusha first. So the husband's not alive. We have Rachel, who's married to Yaakov, and they have a child, Yosef. And they have no other child. Okay, they have no other child from Rachel and Yaakov. They only have Yosef. So here, the question is here, so who's Yerush Rachel? Yosef is Yerush Rachel. So here, they don't know who died first. So here, if she dies, so here, what's the question? So the Yarshei Aim are saying that the Ben died first and she died second. And therefore, the Yarshei Aim, let's say Rachel's brothers, are saying that she, you know, Lavan's other kids, you know, Rachel's brothers are tying their Yarshei because the son died first. Masha'in Kain, the son's family, which is Yosef's family, yes, Yosef has brothers from his father's side. He has his brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're tiny.
Kids.
What?
Or he has kids.
If he has kids, then they would be Yerush to Rachel, if he had kids. If he still had kids. That makes them who died first. They would go first. So he doesn't have kids. He has no kids. So here, so Yosef's brothers are tying that first Rachel died. Yosef was Yerush's mother, and then they're getting it. And the Rachel's family is telling, no, Yosef died first. And then Yosef's getting all his Yerusha, he doesn't have too much money, it goes to his family, and then Rachel died. So Rachel died, we had any Yerushim, besides her brothers, not her son. So that's a tiny. So here's not a shayla of the Chazaka. Rachel, we're talking about Rachel's Nechasim, she had in her bank account, she wasn't married anymore. Her husband died. So whatever she had in her bank account is the suffix here. So it's not a suffix of who's Chazaka. She's definitely the Muchzik. The question is, what happened first? That's a regular, good, old-fashioned suffix. So in this case, everyone agrees, Yachloiku. Nafal abayis alav al imoy, elu v'elu moedim shiachloiku, because they are both coming one tiny. If you look at the Rishbam, beginning of elu v'elu, he says, d'shneim ba mekoyach tainah sirushas l'chasim shuchsim ha'meisha, levada b'chayav ha'menusa. That's the Muchzik. So therefore, the halach is that there be chalkin. Now, if there be another child over here, that let's say b'yamim, let's say here, then it wouldn't be the same thing, because there b'yamim is for sure Yerush, and so then even if we're not sure who died first, the guy Reuven, so still. It would be in Sof Mesevada. That's the Rishbam here that Arichas talks out. It's just basically the case is the only is Yosef. If there be, if Rachel had another child, Binyamin, and Binyamin's still alive, he wasn't in the building, perhaps.
50% or 100%.
Right, he gets either 50% or 100%, so then he would be the Muxi, he would get everything. Because it ain't Sofik Moisevada, because he's sure getting Yerusha here. Shaila is, does Reuven's family get also? Not Reuven, Yosef's family get also, but Yosef, we're not sure, so he would be the Vada. But we're not talking about that case, the Rishbam points out. We are talking about a case where it was a pashta, one child and the one mother here, and the Shaila is, who gets Rachel's fortune? Does Reuven's family get it, or Rachel's family get it? So he says, Eli Moit Mechaiku, I'm Rabbi Kiva. Maida ni bezed, losh maida is a little shred. The Rashbam points out, means since the first man who used the word maida, he's saying, I paskin bezush anachasim bechaskasim. I say here also, the chasim go bechaskasim. We have to see what that means. You said there's no child of chazaka here. What does it mean bechaskasim? We'll see what that means. Omele ben azai, al chalukim on mstarim, we already have enough machlekasim. You're adding on machlekasim. Was lachlek, leinu was as shavim. You're adding on machlekasim. We already had something they agree, finally. Why make a new machlokesim? That's what he tied into Rabbi Akiva. So we have to explain Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in the Gemara. So again, before we start the Gemara, the case over here is, we have here Yosef, who's the son of Rachel. There's no husband here. And Yosef has no children. He has brothers. Brothers from the father's side. So here, the question is, if Rachel died first, then Yosef was Yerush's mother, then Yosef's family, Yosef's brothers get all that Yerusha, all Rachel's money. Rachel has a lot of money, $1 million. But if Yosef dies first, then Rachel dies, and her $1 million goes to her family, her brothers from a different side, a different shevet. Zokta Gemara. So we said, equal suffix. What do you want? It's equal suffix. Rabbi Kiva said, no, becheskasim. What does that mean? Becheskasim. Zokta Gemara. Becheskasim. Rabbi Ilo Amar, becheskas yarshayim. It goes in the chazaka of the yarshayim, which means Rachel's brothers get it, Rachel's family gets it. Rabbi Zera Amar, becheskas yarshayim. He says it's bechazaka of the Yarshay HaBen, the Yarshim of the son. So we'll explain it in a second. We'll explain the Machlekes. First it says, Kisalik Rab Zera, who argued Rab Ila, when he got up there to Shaul, come Meshit Israel. He's changed his mind. He held like Rab Ila, that goes Bechaz Yarshay Aim. And it's, come Rab Meshit Israel, Rab Zera, you take out. Om Rab Zera, Shema Mino, Avir Der Shaul Machim. The ear in Eretz Shaul alone can make you smarter, because I came here and stood Rab Ila. What's Takab Shad in Rab Ila that says Bechazkas Yarshay Ha'aim? V'taim Amai, Om Abai, Ahoy, Bechuchsko Nachlo, Boisa Shevet. Since the Nachla was Huchzga on that Shevet, because she had it, and she's from that Shevet, so therefore, it goes to that Shevet. So the Rashbam says, Huchzga Nachla is a Shevet, Shekol Yimei Chaye Isha, La'achash Meis Baila, that all her life, after her husband died, it was her bank account. Ha'yikom Amayna B'cheskasa, V'arehi M'Shevet Aviyah, she's from her Shevet, her father's Shevet. But Philip Subasa Vitesefta, she got from her husband already. She gave some a bailo, Mishabola Yodra, it came to her hand, a rebe cheska shevet avia. She must see a cheska shevet. She's mamish, the shevet of her father. So that's pshat in the one who says cheska shevet. Because called Ban Shavila, she was alive for 10 years. Those 10 years, it was in her possession. So it was in her shevet's possession. Mashain came to other man, the Yama says, cheska yarshi aben, because she was the Yairish. All their lives, when Yosef and Rachel lived together in the same house, who was the Yairish? Not Rachel's family, Yosef himself. So Yosef was the Yairish. That's why Becheskes Yairish. That's the Machlokes. Look, it was Chazaka. On one hand, it was in her possession, so Becheskes, her shape. Masha Enkein, the other side is Becheskes, the Yairish, and Lamaisa, Rav Ila held that Becheskes Yarsha Aim, and Rav Zera changed his mind, like Rav Ila, that goes Becheskes Yarsha Aim. Huh? It's in their possession right now. It's in their family's interests. Right. They never got it. No, but he's supposed to be Irish. So he's like, it's like a certain thing. The status quo is like the chazaka is a status quo. The status quo right now is no, right. The status quo is right. He's the Irish. He's the one getting it. He's like next in line. If you look at the regular way of the world, he's next in line. People would say that, you know. The guy was 15 years old, and his mother had $1 million. Yeah, he's probably getting it. What's the shaila? You know, that's the chazaka. Yeah, it's a different type of chazaka. It's not a muchzik holding on to it. It's a chazaka more like the status quo. So the Gemara Vayta, Omalei Banazai. It said in the Mishnah, Omalei Banazai. Enough machlekesim. You can move machlekesim. So Amr Rav Simloi Ado Amra Banazai Talmud Chavod Rav Akiva Hava the Komalei Shabasa. He says, this means Zoysa Meres, that Rav Azai Avada started off, Ben Azai started off Avada as a regular Talmud of Rav Akiva. We never talked to Rav Akiva, you are coming to make a Machlekes. So he said, Rebbe's making a Machlekes, not you. But he became so big that he became a Talmud Chava, which means he's like a contemporary, he's like almost not the same level, but he could talk to him like a Machavrusa. He's at that level. Ada Amra means Zoysa Meres, that Ben Azit Talmud Chavod Rav Akiva Hava, the Kamala Shabasa. He says to him, Shabasa, which means he's talking to him in first person. So obviously, he got the level of being a Talmud Chavod of Rabbi Akiva.